You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome as well. Welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Hosted by myself, this time Bobby Beavers, and I'm joined by Kevin O'Malley. Kevin, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Not too bad at all, Bobby. Yourself?
Yeah, great to see you as always. Is it strange that, like, you know, Aintree was a week ago?
Yeah.
Is that just me?
The time seems to be flying by, doesn't it?
It certainly does, indeed. Did you enjoy Aintree at all? There's some eye catches for you?
I didn't enjoy Aintree in the slightest from a betting point of view, because it was an absolute bloodbath. It was the first losing Aintree I've endured for maybe 6 or 7 years. And yeah, I lost badly at Aintree. You know, sometimes you just have to hold your hands up and admit that you got a lot of things wrong. But I also had a fair amount of hard luck. In regard to the weather, I had a strong fancy for Verdana Blue in the Aintree hurdle in day one. Mm-hmm. I had a good bet on her as soon as she was declared and everything else. I had a look at the forecast and I thought she was set to run a massive race. And then she was pulled out and this rain came out of nowhere. So that was a little bit unfortunate. I think she would have absolutely murdered Super Sunday getting £7 off him. But I guess we'll never know. But no, Aintree was a fantastic meeting as always. Obviously, we could talk about Tiger Roll until the cows come home. You know, he's just an amazing horse. And, you know, there was some coming out parties there as well, wasn't there? Mm. You know, the likes of Ken Boy, he came to grief in the Gold Cup, didn't we? We didn't get to see how good he is. And we did get a glimpse of how good he could be. In my mind, he's probably the favourite for next year's Gold Cup, isn't he? I mean, he's won his last two Grade 1 races seriously impressively.
Yeah.
So yeah, really looking forward to seeing how he gets on. It looks as though he could take on the Gold Cup winner at Punchestown as well, which is really exciting. So looking forward to see how he gets on. And the other horse that I was really, really impressed with at Aintree was Lost in Translation, who I thought was up against it, you know, against top of the game in that 3 mile novices chase. But he fairly sauntered through the race and stamina was not a concern for him. He stayed on very strongly. He's clearly grown up a little bit. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how he gets on in races like the King George and things later on in the year. We heard the news as well this morning that Nicky Henderson's juvenile hurdler, Few Seals Raffles, the Adonis winner at Kempton, he suffered a really bad cut after that race at Kempton and wasn't able to run in the JCB Triumph Hurdle. But it looks as though he's gonna go to Punchestown.
Yep.
And I think he'll absolutely bolt up if he's fit and ready to go, because he was so impressive there at Kempton. Mm-hmm. The manner in which he travelled and jumped and put that race to bed on his first start in the UK was quite special, I thought. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how he gets on at Punchestown and Punchestown in general. We also think that Bouverdaire is going to head over for his first visit to Punchestown, which is also very exciting. So yeah, as much as I'm trying to get my flat head back on, and I'm doing that, there's still some good solid jumps action to come, but I think I'm kind of done with the jump season now. I will probably have a bet or two at Punchestown, but other than that, and at Ayr tomorrow as well, obviously, for the Scottish Grand National, but apart from that, I'm going to be focusing on the flat from now on in.
Just before your brain goes into gear for the flat season, I've actually got a question for you about the jumping scene. If you was Michael O'Leary and Gordon Elliott in regards to Tiger Roll, they've said that, you know, the Grand National is not really on the radar as such for next year for him to go back and win his third
Grand
National.
Do you believe that?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Do you believe that?
I think if you've got a horse that special as what he is, because Red Run won 3 Grand Nationals, but he didn't win them, you know, he didn't win 3 consecutive Grand Nationals. It was 73, 74, and then got his title back in 1977. But if you've got a chance to win your third consecutive Grand National, not only would that be an amazing achievement, but if you've got a horse to do that, surely you would go back for the Grand National. So I want to get your thoughts on it as well.
Bobby, my thoughts are Michael O'Leary's talking absolute nonsense. He's trying to get inside the head of the handicapper. That's why. He wants the handicapper to compress the weights next year so that Tiger Roll doesn't have to carry an absolutely burden weight, given how small he is as a horse. So that's all that is. If you really think that the cross-country chase is Tiger Roll's main target next year, you're absolutely bonkers. He'll definitely go for his third Grand National. Hopefully the handicapper will relent and give him his fair shot at that third Grand National. But at the end of the day, it is a handicap situation. And, you know, he absolutely bolted up there. Magic of Light ran a brave race. But, you know, he put the race to bed really, really easily. He bolted up there. So he will have to carry more weight next year, and he will have to be better than ever. But as for him running in the Grand National, absolutely he will run in the Grand National. There's no two ways about it. So don't listen to Michael O'Leary.
Ahead of Saturday afternoon's racing, there's a cracking card down in Berkshire at Newbury with the 2019 running of the Greenham Stakes. Of course, a stepping stone towards the 2000 guineas, and I believe it was Frankel, the last horse to win the Greenham and then go on and win the 2000 guineas. But yeah, great card down at Berkshire tomorrow.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a little bit of a shame that Too Darn Hot was taken out. We can only hope that Mr. Gosden can get him back on track for the 2000 guineas at Newmarket next month. But remains a good race. I think Great Scott has got a really good shout. A little bit of cut in the ground is going to suit him. Tom Dascombe and Richard Kinscourt is a pair that I'm very keen to keep on side this season, because Richard Kinscourt last season seemed to improve for me. For me, he's one of the best flat jockeys around, Richard Kinscourt. So looking forward to following him this season. Another really interesting one, I would say the dark horse in the Greenham field tomorrow is No Nonsense. David Ellsworth's charge. He's an absolutely gorgeous, tall, imposing son of acclamation. And he only got up to win by a neck or something like that at Kempton the last time out. But the manner in which he went about his business suggested to me, at least, that he has plenty of improvement in the locker. And he's qualified to go for the all-weather championships at Lingfield. But he looks like he's going to take his chance here. Perhaps the tight turns at Lingfield, just making connections think twice about that engagement on All Weather Champions Day. He still could go for it. But yeah, No Nonsense, certainly the dark horse in that race, along with Great Scott. Obviously some really good racing. The 140, the Dubai Duty Free, the John Porter Stakes, isn't it? Defoe won it last year. I think he sets a really good standard for the grade. Going to be very difficult to beat there. I think Young Rascal has to give away a penalty to him as well, as does Muta Sadir. So they're going to struggle to cope with Defoe in that race, I think. And the Fred Darling, you've got the likes of Dancing Vega coming back to form, or coming back to the track. She was very impressive on her only start last season. So yeah, lots to really look forward to at Newbury tomorrow. And I've got a bit of a fancy as well for a Behringer in the Spring Cup. So lots to look forward to at Newbury tomorrow.
And we have the Scottish Grand National. Start first there with the 2.25 at Ayr, which is the Scottish Champion Hill. Grade 2, 2 miles is the distance. And you were talking about Verdana Blue earlier on in the podcast, as she will take her chance in the Scottish Champion Hurdle.
Yeah, I have to tip her up just simply because I absolutely love the mare. I'm not going to go heavy on her tomorrow for sure. I might just stick her in my place pots and one or two each way multiples perhaps, simply because it's a handicap race and the dynamic of her, the thing has changed. You know, you've got horses there carrying 10 stone 4, 10 stone 3, 10 stone, the likes of Benny's Bridge and that, you know, they're all... She's going to have to give away a lot of weight to a lot of good handicappers. Conor Brace claiming £7 off her back is going to be a bit of a help.
Yep.
Technically brings her her handicap mark down to 147. You know, so I think she's going to go close. Hopefully Conor Brace will get on well with her. Verdana Blue, obviously loads of dangers in the field. Malaya, it was quite impressive at Sandown last time out. New Ben Negra, Dan Skelton's yard are in absolutely outstanding form at the moment. Pearl of the West coming over from Ireland is a bit of a dark horse there. So, you know, it's a really good race, and I respect every horse in the field, especially since the handicap. But the ground will be perfect for Verdana Blue. Hopefully she can carry that big weight to victory tomorrow. At least we're on a big race. She's around about, what price have we got there?
I'll just get out for you.
I think she might be around about a 7-1 mark. I'm not 7 or 8-1, something like that. And I think at that she'd be a very sound each way shout.
I can tell you, Kev, that at the time of recording, Verdana Blue, when it loads up here on my screen, Verdana Blue is 7-1. You was right.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I think that's a solid enough shout there in that race. She does have to carry top weight, but I think she's a class act. If she's on song, she's the one they all have to beat.
3:35 at Ayr is the Scottish Grand National. Grade 3, 4 miles is the distance. And as it stands at the time of recording, 8-1 joint favourites with us here at William Hill, with Beware the Bear and Dingo Dollar as well. Of course, Beware the Bear is potentially on a hat-trick bid here, but he was pulled up in the race 12 months ago.
Yeah, and he's got a big weight to carry there as well. I can't help but feel that the ground rather played to his stamina strengths at Cheltenham Festival last time out. I think this is a much, much different test. And yeah, overall, he just wouldn't be for me. I think he'll jump and he'll travel and he'll run a nice race up to a point. Mm-hmm. But then he might just leave himself vulnerable, especially on much faster ground. You know, there's several in here you have to respect, like the likes of Cross Park. He won the Eider Chase at Newcastle last time out, Bobby, mm-hmm. and usually the Eider Chase, as you know, is ran on absolutely bottomless ground, but it was ran on good to soft this year at Newcastle, so I think the Eider Chase form has a better chance of holding up in a race like this than it usually would, so you have to respect the likes of Cross Park. I've had a bet at 50-1 on Kingswell Theatre.
Okay.
He's a big price. He's a second run after a wind up. He's obviously a bit of a cross country specialist, but he gets in off a nice racing weight at 10-3, and he could give me a decent run for my money. But my main position in the race, my main opinion in the race is that, you know, I think Dingo Dollar, if he puts it all together tomorrow,
yep.
I think he's going to be really hard to beat. He was second to the very well back. Cross U Boy has been really well back for this race. Mm-hmm. He was second to Cross U Boy in a off top weight and a handicap on this day last year. Mm-hmm. But that race seemed to massively favour those who were held up, including Cross U Boy. And, you know, I just think that Dingo Dollar is a much improved horse this time, and I would take Dingo Dollar over Cross U Boy every day of the week. The only bad race he ran was when he went off at 3-1 favourite in a Skybet Chase at Doncaster. He bounced back at Doncaster last time out with a much, much better run. And I just think the step up in trip is going to be ideal for him. You know, with Beware the Bear carrying top weight, he gets in with a nice racing weight of 10-13 and off his BHA rating of 147, I think Dingo Dollar has got a massive, massive run in him.
I'm just going to chip one in there as well, with it being the Scottish Grand National, and there's 28 at the time of recording going to post. But you know what I think?
Can I guess?
Go on.
Vintage Clouds.
I think Vintage Clouds got a great chance, but I said that prior to the Grand National,
yes.
Obviously with him falling at the first. But great to see him back here take his chance in the Scottish Grand National. But do you know what I do fancy each way currently? 20-1 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. And that's the Nicky Richards trained Chidswell, Craig Nicol on board. I was there at Doncaster that day when he won the Grimthorpe. Prior to that, he won at Kelso as well. So we talk about Beware the Bear going for the hat-trick. Chidswell's doing exactly the same. And at 20-1 here, Kev, I think Chidswell could be a nice each-way shout here.
I certainly wouldn't put you off him. You know, he's won his last two, comes here in a hat-trick. He seems to stay well. Yeah, it's a really open renewal this year, Bobby, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. I think you're going to need to be up with the pace and not get yourself in too much trouble. So the likes of Big River, even though he was such an eye catcher at Cheltenham, I think a lot's going to have to go right for mm-hmm. those coming from behind. So I'm kind of looking for horses that are going to keep themselves out of trouble and hopefully run a big race for me. Dingo Dollar would be my main fancy in a race, but I've also had a few quid on Kingswell Theatre. Really looking forward to the card. It's just one of those kind of super Saturdays. We've got some great jumps racing, some great flat racing as well, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Treat for everyone, for the jumps fans and for the flat fans as well.
Indeed.
Kev, as always, a pleasure to work with you here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Bobby.
Don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on a Saturday afternoon. It's live from 1:15 p.m. You can hear all the action selection and air for the Scottish Grand National. It's Greenham Day at Newbury. The first race there gets underway at 1:40. Plus, you can hear all the action at Bangor, Thurs, and then Wolverhampton in the evening. But for myself, Bobby Beavers, and Kevin as well, wish you all a very good day.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.